We are now joined by Matt Kenseth, driver of the number 6 Oscar Mayer Ford. We'll open the floor to questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. Okay, we'll start here in the middle, work our way back.
Jacob Seelman, Speed Sport Magazine. Matt, you've had success at this track before. Roush Fenway has obviously had success at this track before. What does it mean to kind of marry the two together again? And what does this race mean to a driver, just the Southern 500 from a prestige standpoint, to win?
Yeah, I mean, I've always felt like the Southern 500 is one of the biggest, three or four races of the year, you know, in my mind. So I remember watching this race before I started driving, and then watching the Cup races when I was still running the then Busch Series races. And it was one I looked forward to every year, and it's still the same way. It's fun to come down here, especially on Labor Day weekend. I think when we were fortunate enough to win this race in 2013, I think it was one of the most exciting wins we've probably ever had. So it's a really neat track. It's one that everybody wants to win at for sure.
Matt, James Jackson, ESPN Radio and New Mexico Motorsports Report. What has been the hardest part for you in this return to Roush Fenway Racing this season? And what are some of the good things that have happened this season that you really appreciate in your return?
Well, honestly, the hardest part has been these guys handing out wiener whistles in the middle of me doing this. It's very distracting. Everybody's looking at them and laughing and giggling and like wondering what they're supposed to do with them. And I'm trying to concentrate on your question. Probably the hardest part is just kind of coming in somewhat mid-season, partial season, you know, doing part-time, trying to get some momentum, trying to get, you know, lay of the land, and trying to get things rolling. For me, it's probably been, you know, kind of the hardest part just has been a different role, and there's just a lot to learn, a lot to take in, you know, a lot of differences. So just trying to figure out the people in the system again and kind of where we're at, where we need to go, that type of thing.
Come up front to Bob.
Bob Pockers, ESPN. I saw where at Richmond you said kind of no decisions yet have been made about next year. But do you want to come back? Like, I mean, has this been enough fun? And have you seen enough that would make you want to return to full-time racing?
Well, I mean, again, I'm just kind of honestly concentrate on the rest of this season and trying to get this done. So, you know, those are probably things we'll talk about at a later date. But the season's been, you know, it's been up and down. I wish results were better than what they were. But yet, on the other hand, I feel like we have made a lot of progress. It doesn't really show necessarily in the stat sheets or the box score all the time. But I feel like we made a lot of progress and really just trying to keep that going and keep moving forward and keep trying to get more competitive by the end of the season. Man, quiet room.
Matt, Woody came with MRN. Just looking ahead to next week.
Yeah.
In the years past, the end of the regular season has been at Richmond with a short track atmosphere. How do you think that might play out differently at a place like Indy with the different challenges that track presents?
What was the first part of the question? Oh, is that the cutoff race?
It is now, yeah.
I'm not being silly. I haven't really thought about any of that stuff for the first time ever, so it's been different. I don't know. I don't know. I look at them all as another race, and the challenge that particular weekend, I haven't really put any thought at all into being a, you know, the cutoff race before the playoffs start, really. So I'm not sure that it'll change a lot of things for there. But I honestly don't even know what anybody's situation is. So tough question for me to answer.
Pete Iacobelli, Associated Press. Matt, piggybacking off that, I was going to ask, is it a little weird for you not to be concerned about playoff position or what's going to be ahead? Is it a strange situation for you, or have you gotten used to it that this is the way it's going to be this year?
Yeah, I don't know if it's been strange. It's just been different. You know, it's been interesting for me to get in and kind of drive for a while and then step away for a few weeks and kind of take a different a view of you know, the team, the sport, the race weekends, the way things go down, you know, kind of from TV and reading notes and watching data and like doing those kind of things. So it's been interesting. I feel like I've learned a lot, and it's definitely a different perspective. I don't know if it's been weird. It's just been different.
Go over to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking the Tire, Satinet, and PRN. Well, have you know, your future being not certain in the sport, have you decided you like staying here and you want to come back and race next year in Cup? Is there any talks going on? There were a few rumors out there earlier. today?
Man, I think I already gave you the best answer or non-answer I could come up with it, Bob. I think you just pretty much repeated this question. So just go back in the notes and just repeat my answer, whatever I gave Bob. I don't think I can give a non-answer that good again, so you're going to have to go back and look at the transcript. Yeah.
Over to Lee.
More specifically, if something like the 41 came open and they asked you if you wanted to do something with them, I mean, would it, you know, is would that be an option? Because, I mean, you know, clearly you came back as a favor to Jack, but, you know, if there was something out there that perhaps was more compelling, would it change your mind?
Again, I'm just trying to get running the best we can this year. I'm not really certainly talking about next year, and I haven't really even put as much thought into it as you all have, honestly. So I still got, I think it's 7 races left this season. Trevor's got a few races. I have not made the impact at Roush Fenway Racing, at least in the finishes and the performance necessarily as I hoped, or as big a one as I hoped. So that's really all I'm thinking about right now, is trying to get the performance better and try to do a better job for those guys and get the cars faster and get better finishes and get the team operating better, get me operating better, all that kind of stuff. I'm not really looking forward right now. Yeah, that one I could for sure answer for me. I have exactly 0% interest in ownership of a race car. That one I'll give you a straight answer on.
Next to Nate.
Nate Ryan, NBC Sports. I have 2 for you, Matt.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, how you doing? Good non-answers to our questions so far. When have you ever not run for points and just showed up and just raced this way, you know, not week to week? You know, has this ever occurred before in your career? Have you ever been in this sort of position?
Well, yeah. I mean, to give you, first of all, answer the answer you want me to give you. Yeah, I mean, we raced, before my rookie year, we ran 5 or 7 races or something like people used to do before they went first year full time. My first year in the then Busch Series, we think we ran like half the season or something. I came in like April and finished the year, that type of thing, and late model stuff. But, contrary to popular belief, I've never raced for points. I've raced each race to try to go out and do the best I could, try to win, try to finish that race as high as you can if you can't win. And that's not really any different of an outlook as it is today. But one thing I have learned from being at home and watching TV is, as much as we try to make everything not about points, that's all you hear on TV is points, points, points all the time. And so I don't want to hear it anymore. I just show up to race and try to finish the best I can. That's all I've ever really done. It's just there's this big conception that everybody's like, you race for points. Well, the better you run and the better you finish, you always just got more. That's just the way it worked.
That might have answered my next question, which is, you said you've learned some things. Is that your number one takeaway, is that maybe people are focused too much on points rather than the racing?
Well, I do find that interesting, because it was supposed to be not about that, and when you turn it on, you hear it a lot. I mean, like, maybe not every lap, but every 2 laps, you hear something about some kind of point, and which is crazy. That part, just as far as just the watching and what everybody's focused on, that part surprised me a little bit. But other than that, it's just been different. I've enjoyed watching. It's always been weird, you know, for me, for whatever other reason, if somebody would drive, quote-unquote, your car, whether it's testing or whatever it is. But this has been interesting. It's been interesting to watch, Trevor drive and then read his comments and watch his data and listen to what he says and see kind of what Ricky says and kind of take a different view of everything than necessarily when you're at the track all the time. So in a way, it's been good to kind of back up and get away and kind of watch and see what goes on, because there's a lot of things you miss when you're just in the car. Huh? I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Any additional questions for Matt?
They're done with me.
Okay. Thanks,
Matt. All right.
Matt.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck this weekend.